Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Is wall cladding the latest trend? Are you thinking of maybe embracing it in some way in your home? Well, if so, our Home Squad are here to give you some advice, answer all of your questions. Send them in 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. Interior designer Roisin Lafferty from Roisin Lafferty Design and Sarah Carroll from Sand and Deliver Online, both with me in studio today. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Roisin, you might explain, what is wall cladding first of all?
Wall cladding is anything you put on your walls that isn't paint or wallpaper. So we can also talk about wallpaper today. We can talk about walls in general, but it's anything. So why only paint something when you can put something more beautiful?
So it's tiles? Mm-hmm.
It can be tiles. It can be timber. It's a great way of adding. So it can be timber paneling. It can be more traditional paneling, vertical, horizontal, more contemporary paneling. It could be upholstered panels, acoustic panels. There's lots of different ways. There's lots of different looks.
Okay.
But it's a great way to add another dimension or layer to your space to make it a little bit more rich.
Is it the latest trend, Sarah?
There are trends within it. So, you know, we saw the kind of the oak slatting, like everybody was doing the oak slatting and still are. So I think there are trends within it, or the picture frame moulding. People are kind of, you know, the last few years in more terms, even that, like as a great DIY trend, like that's kind of.
Yeah. This sounds to me like something you can do yourself.
There's absolutely, it's a long list. You know, you don't need to, you know, you can clad your whole wall in marble. That's also cladding a wall. But you can, like you say, do the picture frame mouldings, which are applied directly onto a wall. Mm. There's different cost points.
Well, that means we're going to have lots of questions from our listeners who've been getting them in already. Can wall cladding improve the thermal insulation of a building, Sarah?
You can get thermal quality, you know, cladding. Yes. You know, you can get acoustic. So, yes, it could, particularly if you looked at maybe doing like a textile or using maybe a fabric panel or something like that, you could. And you could also incorporate better kind of thermal insulation into it.
So if you have a cold house, should people clad their walls then?
You need to insulate it, but you can get, for example, no, the insulation will be kind of separate.
Right, yes, okay. It's not the answer to better insulation.
It's not the answer, but they could go hand in hand. So if you're getting, say, plasterboard that has insulation panels, there's lots of different ways to insulate your house. Some are thicker than others, depending how much you want to go into the room. But also, you know, if you're thinking of timber panels, for example, going on the walls, what are they going to be fixed to? Like you're saying, it's more the acoustics rather than the insulation.
I'm planning on paneling our sitting room. Would wood glue be enough, or do I need to use a nail gun? I'm slightly scared of them, Sarah.
I would say you would probably, like, no, very few walls are straight. Okay, so adhesive on its own, you wouldn't necessarily use a wood glue. You'd use an adhesive, like a kind of a catch-all sort of adhesive, and you would probably possibly get away with just masking tape to hold it in place while it dries, but more than likely a nail gun. But you can hire one. Hire your nail gun. You don't have to
hire the nail gun.
Yeah.
Agree.
Top tip.
Yeah, that would be the main thing. And I think, like you're saying, no wall is, even new walls tend not to be perfectly flat.
Yeah.
So really, okay, you're putting probably a pre-bought length on the wall, nail it in also plus the adhesive. But really the time and energy in making it look good is in the caulk after. So you're sticking a profile to a wall. If the wall has any fluctuation, there's going to be gaps. So you're using a caulk product to fill it, to make it look like it's plastered onto the wall, and then you paint it.
How can I ensure proper ventilation when installing wall cladding to prevent moisture buildup?
It depends what you're using. Ideally, you're using breathable things, like timber is fine. Acoustic panels, again, it's all to do with the fixings as well. It's really important, though. You don't want to be doing something, especially in an old building, if you've lath and plaster walls. The walls need to be breathable. Timber is breathable, but just make sure it doesn't have lots of lacquers and things in it.
Yeah, or if you already have kind of like condensation issues, I have a couple of people ask me, but they already have condensation issues in a room. So like you need to sort of address that first.
Okay.
Then,
Another listener is wondering, I'm interested in panelling the wall going up my stairs, but it seems really complicated in getting all the angles right. Should I just bring in a professional?
It is more complicated. I'm guessing they're talking about doing something maybe data rail down and doing some kind of moulding. If they're thinking of doing it themselves, maybe they're looking at doing a wainscoting type, but it's a bit more complex to DIY. And yes, the angles, because they're not all going to be 95 degrees. If you had your mitre box and your handsaw, you can do your 95 degrees yourself. So it depends on their deal. Get onto YouTube and have a good old look and see.
It doesn't strike me as the kind of DIY job you'd start with, though.
It's actually not that I say that, and
yeah. Gorman, says the interior designer here,
if they're listening or laughing at me, because they definitely do it all for me. I don't do it, but I guess it can be done. But like you're saying, there's certain things, like a stair is going to be more difficult. But in general, once you can get your right angles and get the square, it's almost a picture frame.
Okay. 087 1400 106 if you have a question for Roisin and Sarah today. What maintenance, Sarah, is required to keep wall cladding in good condition? You see, is this one of these jobs now that, like,
no,
is it a forever top-up job?
No. Well, no. No, it wouldn't be. You paint majority of wall cladding, let's say, or some of it you can apply and you paint it the same colour as the wall, and it all it does is add a little bit of extra dimension. If we're talking about the basic ones, if you're putting on timber or something of that nature, then yes, you like all your timbers, is it pre-treated? Does it require additional treatment? But it's not going to be a heavy traffic area. So it shouldn't, theoretically.
No, yeah, not at all. It's the same as, think of it just as a wall. The work is putting it up and putting it upright. Like a lot of the time, if we're doing, say, timber and you want to see it as timber, it's not painted, you see the grain. Like that, again, it's wipeable. You don't need to do anything with it.
My stove is on granite in a corner of an open plan room. No chimney breast, just the black, the black blue part of it. What can I use behind it, just in the corner, to keep a traditional feel without looking very old-fashioned?
Metal, it can be really nice. Metal sheeting, especially with that, with those stoves, we've done it before. So if you get, say, a mild steel sheet, that's also good in terms of heat transfer and dirt and easy to clean.
Yeah.
That's quite a contemporary look. Also, what you can do, though, is create a line with the paint. You know, sometimes having just like a black base line behind, that's enough without having to put, like, I wouldn't be putting timber or anything near the stove. Metal, non-combustible things, metal or stone. Or
tile,
even tiles.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Tiles.
Yeah. You look at tile, and you can, because of obviously the range of colour and in shape and layout, you can get such a huge array of tile that they'll surely find something.
Okay. Can wall cladding be used to enhance the structural integrity of a building, or is it purely for aesthetic and protective purposes?
It's purely aesthetic.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Short answer.
It's not going to hold your wall up.
No, right. Okay. No. I'd love to, sorry. Let me restart all of that. I'd love to be bolder with wallpaper, says this listener, but it seems like such an easy thing to get wrong. Any tips?
I'll just try it in your downstairs loo.
Really?
It'll be fine.
Do you know, because I have like sort of a half notion about, I'm not a big wallpaper fan, but I do have, I think I mentioned this to you before, I have a little, the under the stairs part I've turned in, a very useful purpose, into a little home bar kind of an area.
Yeah.
And I have this notion about putting up like a red brick effect.
Okay.
And I've seen it in wallpaper. You know, that you could kind of to make it look like a little bit of a...
I would just do actual maybe bricks in that.
No, it wouldn't be worth spending the money in that.
Then just do a different wallpaper.
Like I don't spend much time in this bar, just to be very clear. But it's just for the aesthetic of it, to kind of give the look of a basement, but...
But it's not a basement.
But it's not a... Well, like it's the understairs of a three-bed house. Do you know what I mean?
But then use... No, like ideally, I would say don't imitate something it's not, but there's such cool wallpaper. Do something really strong rather than the fake brick.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. I agree.
If I win the cash machine on Friday, I'll do the real brick. But in the meantime, we'll have
just a different wallpaper. Just go wild with the wallpaper. What's the worst that can happen with wallpaper?
I'm just not that adventurous though.
Some you can have such beautiful ones that almost look like a scene as well. There's endless options.
Yeah, really, you can get a subtle, you know, pattern that's not screaming at you, but just adds something, and you'll love it.
We're going to come back to it. Right? Are there any sustainable or eco-friendly cladding options available?
There's lots. Also, especially with acoustic panels, for example. Mm-hmm. So acoustic panels, you know, it used to just be, say, offices and things, but more and more people are adding them to their home, especially if they've open plan in stairwells and things. A lot of them are very eco-friendly, sustainable in terms of how they're made with recyclable materials.
Or look at something like cork is really sustainable and you can get cool cork cladding and things like that.
Yeah. Jane. Quick one. How do you feel about removable wallpaper for the kitchen? Is it like a decal? I guess
like a peel and stick maybe thinking. Yeah. I mean, they can just fall off. They can be a bit useless. It depends. For the kitchen, what's the relevance of being in the kitchen? I'm not sure.
No, they just say any removable wallpaper for the kitchen. Thoughts?
Again, it's more like a vinyl decal. It won't look as good. I'd say commit or don't.
Really? Simple as that. We're going to have to come back to wallpaper another day because ever since I mentioned that listener's text about being bolder with wallpaper, there's loads more messages coming in. So maybe we'll put wallpaper on the agenda next week. Roisin Lafferty from Roisin Lafferty Design, Sarah Carroll from Sand and Deliver Online. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on The Home Squad.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.